Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
What is adultery? Let's look at God's definition from the Bible. I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. What is adultery? The dictionary uses voluntary sexual intercourse in the definition, but you and I both know that much more can be included. Even though political leaders might stick to that definition to define their misadventures, anyone who's been a victim of adultery knows the exact point at which that sin starts. Affairs surpass the death of a child and serious financial problems to be the number one threat to a marriage. If you are attempting to work through forgiveness following your mate's adultery under your own power, you will probably not make it. If you turn everything over to the Lord, it is difficult to fail. Adultery starts not with the hand, but with the head. We have thoughts about another person. Left unchecked, the thought will take root in the heart and then move to the hand where it becomes action. Adultery goes from the head to the heart to the hand. When did it become a sin? Matthew chapter 5 verse 28 tells us, "But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart." Something my husband wrote in one of his books about his experiences bring this into focus. I quote, "My unfaithfulness to Charlene did not begin in the bedroom. It began when I started enjoying the company of another female in what the world would call innocent ways. Over time, I discovered that someone else was a better listener than my own wife, or so the enemy whispered in my ear. Soon I was even getting dressed each morning to please the other person. I found more and more excuses to be in the presence of that other person, even to the extent of evening phone calls from home. Somewhere along the way, I began to amplify in my mind what life would be like with that other person. My thoughts had turned sexual even before that. I had been open to the enemy, planting a subtle thought in my head. It was so innocent. She's a fun person to be around." In rapid succession, that simple thought, left unchecked, moved from my head to my heart to my hand, where I acted on it. Not long afterwards, Charlene and I separated for the final time, and she filed for divorce. The dictionary definition of adultery was never met with that Pacific woman. Did God find me guilty of adultery with her? Without a doubt, I knew that He did. A tormenting cycle of seeking God's forgiveness, followed by attempting in my own strength to be faithful, would then repeat itself at a great cost to me and to our marriage. End of quote. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 19, we read, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander." As serious as adultery is, in John chapter 8, Jesus gives us the example for forgiving the person involved in adultery. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought a woman caught in adultery before Jesus. He concluded with, "Go now and leave your life of sin." Jesus gives hope for the person in adultery, as He does for every sinner, if they will turn away from sin and to Him. Bob and I pray that by our being open, you might discover the help that our Lord Jesus can give to any marriage. When adultery is involved, you need to be honest, you need to be forgiven, and most of all, you need Jesus. God heals hurting marriages. Have a blessed day.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.